If you only do what you can do, you'll never be more than you are. You have to force yourself to do things you can't do, right? You have to put yourself into positions where you can't do it. And that's why beginner's luck, it feels good. It's not terribly helpful. You want to push into that area of pain. Embrace the pain. Push. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us. So we got an email the other day from a guy named Adam asking us about beginner's luck. And I thought it'd be awesome to do an episode on it to answer the question. I did respond. By the way, if anybody's sent us an email and you haven't gotten a response back, check your spam folder, because somebody, one of our emails ended up in somebody's spam folder. So now I'm terrified that one of my responses isn't getting back. We respond to everybody. So you've sent an email. Please check your spam folder if you haven't. But yeah, got a great question from Adam. He was asking about beginner's luck and how long it should be expected to last. So he's a new trader. He's been trading reasonably, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and he's been doing really well. And so he had some questions surrounding beginner's luck. Like, can he expect that to continue? Maybe he's just a god. If you are doing well, like, what's the next step? Should you kind of force it forward until you fail, or should you just kind of keep going where you're, what you're doing, and kind of staying comfortable and getting comfortable with where you are? And so we had some questions around that. Jordan, what's up?
Nothing much. I mean, number one, I just bought myself a van. So as listeners may know, yeah. I've got six kids, and we have a kind of like a sport. It's a sport rider. It's a Toyota sport rider, which is kind of like, I don't know what's the American. They have different names here, but it's kind of like one of the seven passenger SUVs. It's lifted. It's got a bull bar on it. It's got big old tires, and it's great when we were doing work in the mountains. But six kids, man, it's like a clown car now. I want to go anywhere. I can't even fit in. So just got ourselves like a 12 passenger van, and it's a diesel stick shift. So anyway, it was up north in Thailand. So my in-laws picked it up, and they're currently driving it down this way. So I'm very excited to get that bad boy down here. It's currently an ugly, that ugly eggshell white color all Toyota vans are. If you know the old class, it's the color of the vehicles that the terrorists drive in the Middle East.
Well, it's that Toyota, man. Toyota.
It's classic Toyota white.
It's the terrorist car of choice, man.
You know why? Because they never break down. Anyways, we'll probably paint it like a cool, like army green or something, throw a roof. Anyway, it's going to be cool. So very excited about that. The other thing I'm very excited about is May 30th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our masterclass. Link in the description for you to register. You'll get the link for it. It's going to be a YouTube live masterclass, 2 hours of us bantering back and forth and taking you from start to finish. If you don't know how to trade, if you've never traded before, you're a beginner trader, or you're a losing trader, pretty sure 99% of all our listeners fit in one of those categories, come join us. We're going to take you through all of that. We're going to do some live trading. It's going to be a good time. So that, again, that's May 30th, 7 p.m. Register in the link in the description. And with that being said, beginner's luck. Well, you know what they say, it's
better lucky than good. So I was relating this to when I think of beginner's luck, and we both, by the way, had it.
Yes.
We thought we were freaking
geniuses.
We thought we were really good, which was really, boy, was it a wake up call when that wore off. But we were killing it, And then we started kind of trading with some, more money, and all of a sudden we were just awful. And I remember having conversations with my dad going like, yeah, it's like,
we do have the same dad, guys, by the way, just to clarify.
Yeah, with our dad, not my dad, with our dad. I was like, yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's easy. I don't know what the hell's up.
We did.
That.
We had long discussions about how easy trading was, and we tried to figure out why so many people sucked at it.
Well, yeah, and we were obviously we were kind of confused because we kind of knew in the back of our brain it couldn't be that easy, or maybe we just thought we were just gods. But anyway, we have it eventually wore off, and the reason is we've kind of briefly talked about this before, but a lot of trading is like when you get into anything new that requires feel, flow, is kind of everything. Like, and what I mean by flow is just doing something so naturally that you don't think about it. And it's really common to, once you start thinking about it, and you kind of have to when you're learning, when you start thinking about it and you start really kind of digging into your technique and all that stuff, you get worse and you get significantly worse.
Yeah, I mean, we use this analogy all the time, but let's use a slightly different analogy that I think more people can relate to: bowling. The best game, the best score you will ever get bowling is your first game, and then for the next, you will never proceed to match that score for probably the next 5 years. Like, honestly, most people can kind of relate to that somewhat, right? The first day you go bowling, your friends are like, "Yeah, I've been bowling for 3 years. Let's go." You're gonna and the, you go, you bowl a 150 maybe, or so 160 or something, and you're like, "What's so hard about this? I could be an expert at this within a few weeks." And then you never proceed to match it. That's trading.
It is because when you're not really thinking about it, you kind of just do what's natural, and you're not, that's not going to be, some people might not get that. Some people might not, I mean, get beginner's luck, because you're kind of going in analytical and you're going in, and you might never, so don't freak out if you never had it. If you weren't good at the beginning, you've always kind of sucked. Well, join the crowd. You just hit,
Honestly, yeah, it's honestly,
hit
it's
it.
probably a better thing, honestly.
It's probably better. It's probably better. So, for anything like beginner's luck, it's caused because you're in a flow state. You're just doing what feels natural. And that's honestly what you want to get to. You have that at the beginning, and then to get better, you have to get out of that. You have to start analyzing. And then you analyze enough that it comes back. The flow state comes back and things get very kind of boring. I had a perfect example of this that reminded me of this. You're in Thailand, so you drive on the left side of the road, right? So I went to when I last year I went to Australia. So you're going to you're you you had you've had very similar experiences then. I went to Australia and they drive on the left side of the road, and it's the weirdest thing. You realize how little you think when you drive, because the second I got behind the wheel driving on the left side of the road, all of a sudden I had to think about everything, right? You start thinking, oh, what's the rules of the road? Oh, am I driving on the right side?
At
Like,
this
am I?
intersection, which way am I looking for traffic coming to T-bone me?
You start thinking about the rules of the road. You start thinking, and it made me realize, I went like, holy crap, I don't think at all
At
when I
all.
drive in the US. My brain turns off. I can drive to the gym and not, my brain doesn't even think about anything. And that is true flow state. And that's where you're aiming for, guys. Like, when it comes to trading, you're aiming for, at the beginning, you have to think, when you're 16 years old and you just got your driver's license, you're thinking about all the rules of the road. How do I follow the rules of the road? When you're trading, you're thinking about following your rules, doing everything right. And the hope is, well, the idea is, it's not a hope. If you put in enough time practicing following the rules of the road, so to speak, and you're trading, eventually you get to the point where your brain literally just doesn't turn on. It's just natural and it just happens. And that comes with time. So, in answer to, it's kind of a long-winded response to Adam, but if you're having, maybe you just are amazing. I mean, you really might be. I mean, there are people who are a bit of trading savants, and
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
a.
I know a few guys that picked it up during COVID and they were profitable within 3 months, right? Like, it does exist.
And it makes me want to jump off a bridge, but it exists. And so that literally might be you. If it's not, don't freak out. Just know that, like, embrace failure. Jordan and I were just talking about this right before we started recording, that like being really comfortable with a failure and blowing accounts and losing money. Like, it's necessary. If you are not comfortable with failing, you're not going to make it. So lean into it. I would say to Adam, if you've been having success for, and you're 6 weeks in and you're trading actual money and you're still, you know, you're having some success, I'd pour on some steam. Like, make yourself a little bit uncomfortable. That's what I would say. I would try to push through it. If it is beginner's luck, then the faster you get through it, the better, honestly, because you need to be getting better. But if you just are good, well, dang, like, force yourself to start failing, because it's the only way you get better.
Yeah. And I mean, the way you do that, like, listen, if you're trading your own money, you've got a small account, I'm not saying not, like, due to our experience, I mean, not recommending you put 10,000 of your own dollars into an account right. and start trading that. Like, just spend $100, get a prop firm account. Now you have some real stakes, quote unquote, but you're only risking $100. Do a prop firm or something, push your limits, but yeah, push to failure, because you'll never know where your limits are. You don't get better if you don't fail. Like, that's what I always tell people. Like, if those who don't know, I have a rock climbing, I had a rock climbing gym. We guide rock climbing trips around Thailand. If you ever are in Thailand, let me know. We can hook you up with some awesome rock climbing trips. But the fact is, what really irritates me and what I tell people, listen, if you just drop off a cliff, or you drop off a rock climbing, you're like, I can't climb it, and you just let go, you're not getting better. The only way you get better is by climbing to the point of failure, because that's the only time where you actually know what you can and can't do. So yeah, you've got to push yourself to failure.
Can I share a Kung Fu Panda quote?
Ooh, is it from Kung Fu Panda 4? Because if so, no, because I haven't seen it yet.
It's not. It's from Kung Fu Panda 3, was, you know, mid. But there was a fantastic quote that I literally just posted on Twitter today, because I didn't even know we were going to talk about this. A great quote from Master Shifu, which says, if you only do what you can do, you'll never be more than you are. I love
Master Shifu. You are a savant.
Yeah, really, really good. If you only do what you can do, you'll never be more than you are. You have to force yourself to do things you can't do, right? You have to force yourself, put yourself into positions where you can't do it. And that's why beginner's luck, it feels good. It's not terribly helpful. You want to push into that area of pain, embrace the pain. Maybe it is beginner's luck. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're amazing. If so, either way, push through until you start failing. Again, failing small. You don't want to be blowing, you know, you don't want to be blowing your life savings, but push through until that pain comes back, because that's the only way you start getting better.
Yeah. And I'll say this to you, Adam, if you're listening, listen, dude, trade for a few more weeks. I want to hear an update, and maybe we get you on this podcast, because if you are one of these savants, we want to hear about it. And if you're not, I'd love to hear a little bit about your experience from, you know, the beginner's luck to not, right? Because people get tired of listening to us. So maybe we get Adam on here sometime to share a little bit about his experience through this, because I'd be interesting to hear what, you know, how that concludes.